This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hi, friends. How are you? It's Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. It's just clocked 4 o'clock. Is that a thing people say? It's just clocked? I've just clocked? I don't know. Welcome to the show today. I'm really excited because one of my favourite artists in the whole world is coming in live into the studio in a little minute. Miss Banks is going to be joining us. And we've got my chat with the lovely Reggie Snow. Of course, his album is coming out tomorrow. Dear Annie, and if you like the sound of someone with the most wonderful speaking voice in the history of the world, then you definitely want to listen to this interview. We also talk about UFOs again, because we caught up from the last time I saw him, where we chatted about UFOs. This time we talked about his sleep paralysis and what's been going down with that. So you're going to want to know more, so stick around. Plus, we're going to be talking, oh my gosh, we are going to be talking about Lovebox. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, they have announced a huge lineup with some of my favourite artists of all time. But I'm not going to tell you about it now. I'm going to tell you about it after this song. But before I go into a song, we're also going to be talking about what happened at the NME Awards. Ed Sheeran's going to be doing something very exciting and lots of other music news and reviews. Plus, we've got Shit or Hit later on and loads of exciting stuff. So don't worry yourself. It's going to be a big show. I'm going to kick off with a bit of SZA. This, in a way, is a celebration because there's a little announcement that she's coming to the UK that I'll be telling you about in a minute.
Make a losing mind every week.
SZA, The Weeknd. What a banger. I love her so much. I love her. If you haven't already checked out SZA, you should, by the way. It's spelled S-Z-A. You might have heard her on Consideration, Rihanna's song from her most recent album, The Anti album. So there. Basically, now I'm moving on to one of the most exciting parts of the show where I tell you about Love Box, baby, Love Box. 13th and 14th of July. It's happening in Gunnersbury Park this time. And it's announced three huge headliners. Now, all the people that they've got, there's like, they're kind of all, every single person could be a headliner. Because I think with smaller festivals like Love Box, they tend to like switch it around sometimes and have, you know, like a, they really push smaller artists and they kind of give the opportunity to a wide array from around the world. But this year they've kind of got four, well, like more than four, like basically loads, a plethora, you could say, of massive artists. Let's kick it off. On the Friday, headlining is Skepta, which is obviously massive. And Saturday, we have NERD and Childish Gambino. SZA, who I've just been playing, is also going to be hitting the festival on Friday. So she may be, I don't know how, because basically they don't, I'm not 100% sure, you don't know the timings yet because they haven't announced it, but that quadruplet, whatever you call it, four-piece, would make one of the best supergroups in the whole world, I think. But also, Childish Gambino is not playing anywhere else in the UK. Anywhere else except for Lovebox. So if you're a fan of this guy, and he's about to hang up the Childish Gambino name, not saying he's not going to do rap anymore, but he's not certainly not going to be using Childish Gambino. This is retiring. Donald Glover is retiring Childish Gambino after this year. So get to Lovebox, because it's going to be the last chance you get to see him in London. Gunnersbury Park, 13th and 14th of July. So it's Friday and Saturday, remember that. It's not Saturday and Sunday. So get that Friday off now, guys. Go get, email that HR department ASAP, okay? We've also got Diplo, Annie Mac, Anderson .Paak, Vince Staples, Muramasa, Action Bronson, The Internet, Big Boy, Dave. Everybody is playing this festival. Kali Uchis is playing. It's unreal. It's unbelievable. Kali Uchis is someone I'm really, really excited to see live, because she obviously lives in America, but I just think her music is so sick. You might know her from, she did a collaboration with our girl Georgia Smith, which was really sick. Also The Internet, if you haven't checked out their latest album, it's amazing. And Sid, who is a member of The Internet, her solo album is also mind-blowing. But anyway, back to Lovebox. The festival's going to be taking place 13th and 14th of July. Skepta's Friday, Childish Gambino and NERD on the Saturday, and you've got an array of... I think this is, for me, looking at it... I mean, I say this probably every year, but maybe that's because they keep getting better and better and better. But this year might be my favourite year ever. Because I'm literally looking at the lineup and I can't see anybody that I'm like, oh, like there's not a day that I'd be like, oh, I'm not that bothered about going on that day. Like everybody is really, really sick. Mabel's playing, I'm just scrolling down even more. Ten Snake, like it's unreal. Unreal. Miss Banks, who we're going to have in the studio in a little minute, is playing. And we're going to be talking to her because she's playing a couple of festivals. She's also playing, we're going to talk to her a little bit about that in a minute. But go and check out Lovebox. You can find tickets and all that jazz at www.loveboxfestival.com. I'd advise going and getting them now, because I always find that like my friends on Facebook like 3 days before are like, anybody got any tickets? Because this will sell out 100%. I mean, Skepta, NERD, Childish Gambino, SZA, that's an insane lineup. You need to go and get your tickets. Plus, if you've ever been before, Lovebox is a really nice festival. It's small. It's not so big that you feel like you're like walking 10 miles between acts. You could probably watch half of one and half of another with a safe 5 minute walk in between. Don't get me wrong, I don't know the diameters of the festival, and don't come at me, you know, with wrath if you get there and it's a slightly longer walk, but the vibe I'm getting is that it'll be similar size to Lovebox as it has always been. And it's also exciting that it's in a new location. I don't think I've ever been to Gunnersbury Park. So I'll be travelling over there. We, FUBAR Radio, are hoping to go down as we did last year, because we love Lovebox and we love the whole team there. So we're really excited for this one. Now, I'm going to play a little song for you. This one is called... I'm going to play this. I'm going to be a bit naughty because this is a song I cannot get out of my head at the moment. ASAP Ferg, obviously part of ASAP Mob. has done a track called Plain Jane. This is the remix featuring Nicki Minaj. I know I've played it on the show before, but I'm just a humongous fan of this. And if you haven't checked it out, go listen to his album because it's really sick. And also, Nicki Minaj, we love you.
Young Money. Ayo, Ferg.
Yeah. Ride with the mob. Alhamdulillah. Check in with me and do your job. Ferg is the name. Pimbola did the chain. Tono for the watch. Prezi plain Jane. Yamagini chain. Rest in peace to my superior. Hermes link a feeder village in Liberia. TMZ taking pictures causing my hysteria. Mama see me on BT and start tearing up. I'ma start killing niggas. How'd you get that tripe? I attended Harlem picnics where you risk your life. Uncle used to skim work selling Nicks at night. I was only 8 years old watching Nick at night. Uncle Psycho was in that bathroom bucket. Knife to his gut. Hope daddy don't cut him. Suicidal thoughts brought to me with no advisory. He was pitching dummies, selling fiends, mad ivory. Grandma had the arthritis in her hands, bad. She was popping pills like rappers in society. I'll fuck your bitch for the irony. I said, meet you at your hoe if your bitch keep eyeing me. Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check in with me and do your job. Berg is the name, Pimbola did the chain. Tono for the watch, Prezi plain Jane. Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check in with me and do your job. Berg is the name, Pimbola did the chain. Tono for the watch, Prezi plain Jane. Suck a nigga, dick a song. Suck a nigga, dick a song. Suck a nigga, dick a song.
Hey yo, I'ma explain why you probably never see me. I push a Lamborghini, choke your magic like Houdini. My body shaped like genie, booty dreamy, waist is teeny. Yes, I told him to get titles, so he stream me when he leave me. I go hard in the booth, Biggie vibes, give me the loot. I'm a classy millionaire, bitches ain't got the coof. C-O-U-T-H, cause you can't spell it either. If I call him, then he coming home, running Derek Jeter. Bitches must be eating ass because I swear to bottom feeders. Ho, you know that you my son, I should've scrapped you as a fetus. All these bitches rocking inches cause they following the leader. I should switch it up on hoes and rock an afro like Lupita's. I don't keep up with the Joneses, but I do know Captain Zeta. I'm with Candace, TT, Tembi, and Viola, mi amiga. Rap bitches, they gotta check in with the queen. I'm the alpha, the omega, everything in between. Oh, ride with Minaj, mashallah. Check in with me, then do your job. Queen is the name, Raffaello did the chain. This is Monse, Patty Plain Jane. Ride with Minaj, mashallah. Check in with me, then do your job. Queen is the name, Raffaello did the chain. This is Monse, Patty Plain Jane. Eat a Barbie ass or something. Eat a Barbie ass or something. Eat a Barbie ass or something. Eat a Barbie ass or something.
Music on the beat.
You already know this here for the city, nigga. Gold chains, plain James, and all that good stuff, man.
Yo, what's going on? This is Lethal Bizzle. You're listening to Harriet on FUBAR Radio. Pow, pow.
On me. Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm tryna fuck you on your bestie, yeah. Chopper with this car, so do not test me, yeah. Rick Flair drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spit the coupe on my wrist. Multi-million dollar, I'm a fool with the hits. Hop off in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits.
Put my finger, got the game with me. Bang with me. Bought my purple ticket, got some rain on it. Nigga, we used to kick it, how you hang on me? Hop in the Bentley coupe and blow the brains out of it. We not the same, my nigga, we funding off the vision. You with your brain, yeah, we bought you like it's an auction, ain't it? Hey. Get the chopper, 100 round total, like it's a car collision. I made this shit mandatory, the means I had to get it. Hey. My shooter be begging, please, you ready to whack a nigga.
Please, please.
I gave a nigga a dummy, I had to cap a nigga. Ooh. I'm giving your whole weight, like she a rapper, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
We get added, then we go pray with the plastic structures.
Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm trying to fuck you and your bestie, yeah.
Hey.
Chop up with this girl, so do not test me, yeah. Flood drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spit the coupe on my wrist. $multi-million, I'm a fool with the hits. Hop up in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits.
Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm tryna fuck you and your bestie, yeah. Chop up with this girl, so do not test me, yeah. Rick flood drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spit the coupe on my wrist. $multi-million, I'm a fool with the hits. Hop up in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits.
Radio presents
Sarah Locke and My Sticky.
How are you doing, Desiree? So what about to those people who are like, fine, well, if you've got Black History Month, why don't we have White History Month then?
Because you have White History
Year. Oh, well, that would be every other month.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
That would be every other month, right? I mean, that's kind of what it is.
2018 is meant to be the year of the black woman or something. Is that? Or clarify this
well,
to
I
me.
Always like to say it's when everybody else has already caught up to what we already do.
Shots fired. Go on, Desiree. Preach.
Bruh, bruh. That's a term of endearment, by the way.
Every Monday.
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. Welcome back to FUBAR Radio. Miss Banks is in the building.
Woo!
Oh my gosh, I've been trying to get you in this studio for so long.
Yeah, I'm really whacked sometimes when it comes to radio.
No,
here.
You're just a busy woman.
Defo, really, really busy. But I'm glad to finally make it.
Smashing it at life right now.
Thank you so much.
And you are doing very well for the fact that you were at the NME Awards last night.
Yes.
How was that?
It was really good. I got wasted, as you do. It was really good.
I've heard that it's that kind of place, though. Like, you can't really go there and not sort of feel that vibe.
You're definitely going to drink. Like, yeah. And we had some pizza as well, so that encourages you to drink more. Because you think, yeah, well, I'm eating, so I can get waved.
Yeah. And it was good, but you had a good night.
A really good night. I really enjoyed it. Some great talent won. Big up everyone, all the nominees and everyone that won. Yeah, it was a good night.
It was big.
Big night.
And Liam Gallagher did a performance, you said.
Yes, he did.
It was quite rock and roll night. How did you find that?
It was interesting. I liked it. My feet were hurting, so I was sitting down. But I loved his face expressions. I love his personality. He's such a good performer. And I learned a lot about him. So now I'm going to go and learn my all his songs and read the lyrics and get some history on him, but it was good.
He's interesting. Was he wearing a parka? Was he wearing a big jacket?
Yeah.
He always wears massive jackets. He must be boiling.
He was going down to the corner shop. And I was thinking, I wish I could be this type of star because, girls just have it hard, man. Jesus.
We do. But you look absolutely incredible, as always.
Thank you.
Your hair's looking amazing. Pink.
Thank you.
Pink to make the boys wink, they say.
Yeah. I didn't even know that, but it's definitely working.
You can keep that, babe. I didn't make it up, though, to be fair.
I give you, a little credit in my song the next time I use it.
So, talking of songs, come through. Oh, my God, oh, my God. God, oh my God, oh my God. It's so huge.
Thank you.
The beat, everything about it is so sick.
Yeah.
I've been watching you for a while. I'm a really big fan. This year has been, when I say this year, I mean over the last year, it's been huge for you.
Yes.
So many big things happening. 2018's already turning out to be pretty special.
Yes.
In the song, this is the turn up before the turn up.
Yes.
You're kind of alluding to even more coming. I mean, I can't imagine. It's obviously going to keep getting better and better, but how? Why? What's going on? Things just are going to... I can just feel it, but I just don't know what's going to happen.
I love that. I've just been working really hard. I've been in with some amazing producers, and me and my team are just doing the best we can to make sure that everything is as perfect as it can be. So the quality and the levels are just rising every time. So, it's just the tip of the iceberg. I've been working really hard. This is my best piece of music to date, and I just can't wait for you guys to hear it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, everyone keeps telling me, oh, Banks, is your year. And I love that because I feel like it too. But I'm just, yeah, I'm really ready to make my mark. So,
but it also feels like you're super humble. Like, you're not, it's not, you're like, you're not sort of going like, yeah, well, it's my, you're like, oh, I don't know. I'll see, we'll see what happens. Like,
that's glad. I think that's a really, like, I'm glad that that's how people feel, because in my mind, I'm constantly gassing myself up and still trying to stay level, like, stay leveled. But yeah, like, no. I don't know. I've met some amazing stars, like big, big celebrities that people like would die to meet, and they're so cool, and they just make you feel like you're the same level as them. So much humility, and that's something that's the type of people I aspire to be like. So thank God, you know, like I'm just yeah.
So cool. Okay, you can't leave that alone. Who's the best? Who were you most excited about when you met them?
Probably Drake.
Yeah. Oh my God, did you meet Drake?
Yeah, he was lovely. I met him early last year.
Okay, talk me through it. What happened?
We was at the table and he came over to offer Steph a drink because, yeah, we all went with her to the after party, and then he literally went to everyone on our table and introduced himself and shook our hands.
Oh my God.
And was like, do you want anything? He had his drink, Virginia Black, and he was offering it to us, and I was just thinking, how's Drake coming to introduce himself, one, shaking our hands, two, offering me a drink, three, like, oh, you cool, you good, huh? Like, that's crazy. So yeah, that was really lovely because, like, I don't know, sometimes when you meet some big stars, you expect them to like be a bit stuck up. Mm-hmm. And I've met like people that are probably smaller than him that act like they're bigger, so you don't know what you're going to expect when you meet certain celebrities. But yeah, he was really lovely.
I guess you give out what you get back what you give out, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And did you have a drink from him? Did you try his Golden Virginia or whatever
Virginia,
it's called?
Yes, and it was amazing. I don't like whiskey, but I loved it, and I was waved.
Yeah.
And I was just in the car thinking, oh my God, I met Drake. My head's spinning, but it was good. Yeah.
That sounds like that's a good experience of big celebrity. That's definitely like a massive celebrity.
Yeah.
You and went like straight in deep there.
In it, someone I'm a big fan of, but before I met him, I've met loads of other artists that are amazing. I've opened up and supported a lot of artists.
Yeah, you've worked with loads of amazing artists and been running with loads of amazing artists for time, but that's because your talent is high and you're doing everything right.
Thank you.
You know, like, your fire in the booth was unreal. And again, you came across so humble and like chill and just lovely, and it must be so exciting for you and like hard to control how exciting it is all the time, but even these little steps that you're taking, it's just huge, it's massive.
It is amazing, and sometimes you don't realize it when it's happening, but you look back after and think, oh my God, like, I've done this, like, this happened, I met this person, you know, I performed here. Yeah, it's dope. I love every minute of it.
Well, I think that about you. I've been so excited to have you on the show because I'm such a big fan. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, I love that. Well, I'm really happy I came now.
Well, I want to talk more about Come Through as well. I love the girl vibes, girl power vibes of the video. Like, all your girls are there. I just really love that. Did you mean for that to happen? Did you literally just bring your friends through, or was it like you wanted it to be a girl power?
I wanted it to be all girls because I've done a shoot before with all girls for one of my older songs called Fleek. But we've done it in a studio, and I feel like because, like, Come Through got the same vibe as Fleek because I'm talking about looking good, hair laid, face peak. But I felt like Fleek felt more like just for the girls. So when I brought all the girls in and we done it in a studio, I don't think that message really came across in the video. But we've Come Through, it's like evident, like, this is all girls. And I wanted it to be like that. I wanted it to be empowering. And also, I don't know, I'm still talking for the boys a bit on there. Like, I'm still saying we be on a wave and we come through, whole team slay, pop champagne. That's things that guys do, you know what I mean? But I wanted the visuals to actually show, not like me and my girls turning up, like, this is how we feel before we step out. So.
And I think that's really powerful, actually. Because, of course, you know, you've got guy friends and you work with men, and, like, it's definitely not, like, you know, ignoring them, but it's nice to kind of shine some light on the fact that you're bringing your girls with you, and it's like that kind of vibe.
And I've always wanted to relate to the girls. Like, when I first came out, I felt like a lot of my stuff was very boisterous, and I didn't know if the girls were going to get it because it was a bit different. But, you know, naturally, the more I started being open about, like, my come up and things I've been through, I've noticed I relate to girls more naturally, right? Even trying, just me telling my story. So it's amazing. I want the girls inside. I love them. I do it for them. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, we're in a good space now.
Well, we love you. The girls love you. We can't not talk about your new best friend, Nicki Minaj. obviously, I'm so jealous. I was actually watching it happen as well, live on the Twitter and all that.
Yeah.
When it was going down, and I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. Now, obviously, I'm sure you've talked about this loads, but I do want to know how you felt when this first happened. When you first got that Twitter notification where it came on your phone or on your laptop, and you were like, whoa.
I was thinking, this is crazy. Sorry, just taking my Invisalign is so troubling.
Oh my God, your teeth look sick though. That's Invisalign.
Getting much better. Oh yeah,
no,
it works.
I had them as well. They're really sick, aren't they? Yeah.
I'm happy. Can't wait to be done with them.
Nicki Minaj just casually tweets you.
Casually?
Did you click on her profile to be like, is this
a
real
one?
I was
just like, this is some bull. Like, this is some bullshit. Like, seriously, like, I woke up, I just saw loads of congratulations. I was thinking, why are people congratulating me? I haven't dropped anything. I haven't won any awards.
I've just woken up.
I've literally just woke up. I'm getting congratulated for waking up. Amazing. Then I saw, someone saying, this is a Miss Banks lyric. And I was like, what? But I saw Nicki Minaj. All I'm saying is, I just didn't think it was real. Like, I was so hyped. And then I clicked her page and I saw that she had tweeted my lyric, and then she put a wink face, and I was thinking, Nicki, you're crazy, because you know that I'm going to see this and I'm going to be hyped. Like, you can smell your influence on me from, like, overseas, how many miles away. You know I know who you are. You know I love you. Like, are you crazy? So, yeah, that was epic. And then I remember just tweeting about it, and I didn't actually at her, and she replied to my tweet. And I was like, you knew I was going to be hyped when I saw this. And then it was just, like, a constant back and forth all day. And I remember we was coming from Leeds to London, and I got Five Guys, and I was so excited. I couldn't eat it. Like, I couldn't eat. I just felt like, this is a dream. Like, is this real? Like, I've loved you for years. How are you shouting me out? Yeah.
And if you turned down a burger for that, that it was a serious situation.
Yeah, everyone knows I love food. Like, if I'm pissed off, you just know it's either I haven't really slept or I haven't eaten. And that's just it. Do you get me?
And you've always been quite vocal about how much you love Nicki as well in the past.
For ages. That's just crazy as well. Like, even like, I saw that I tweeted her last year, August, when she was saying, I'm looking for girls to support me in the UK. I added her and I was like, reasons I should support you. A, I love you. Two, I'm popping. Three, no, B, C, you know, revert back to A and B. Yeah. And then, like, when someone retweeted it recently, I was like, oh my God, that's just crazy. Like, that's just manifestation. Like,
but seriously, it's literally, because what you probably, because obviously she's got a huge amount of followers. And sometimes when you tweet that kind of stuff, you're like, oh, well, maybe she obviously saw it.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe she saw it and hit your music up and was like,
she might have, because a few people was like favouring it and retweeting. And, you know, like, yeah, artists see stuff. Even sometimes when they've got, like, crazy mentions, you don't know, something can not randomly, but they could just come online at a time when you was in the mentions and, like, most recent.
And also, you've got a big following as well, so it's definitely way more likely that you would be seen as well. But it's just, like, crazy. And so are we going on tour with Nicki? What's going on?
Boy, when she released those dates, my name better be on it. It's gonna be there. No, but we spoke in private and she was like really cool and she was telling me a few of her plans. So I just can't wait to see everything coming to fruition. And yeah, it's going to be good. We're definitely touring now.
Oh my God.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so sick.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Talking of touring, you've just announced Reading and Leeds.
Yes.
Have you ever, because talking of NME, it's kind of the same vibe. Reading and Leeds has always had this kind of reputation for being a rocky festival, but now they have really started to bring some incredible grime, hip-hop, and also, like, pop, and loads of... They've definitely broadened the genres, and now the lineup is insane this year.
I love it.
Have you been before?
No.
It's definitely a proper, proper festival. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, it's like you get in deep with this one.
I can't wait. I need to start getting the wellies out again soon as well.
100, you need those wellies.
Yeah.
100%. But you're going to have the best time. Were you really... Because obviously you've got Kojo's on there, Lil Pump, Post Malone, and Fall Out Boy's the day... Who's headlining on the day that you're playing.
They're like rock band, innit?
Basically, they're from... Yeah, like they're like doing a new album. They were from in like the noughties.
I remember them though.
Yeah, they're sick.
I remember Fall Out, but they've got one really like amazing hit.
Something.
Wait, almost had it, but I'm going to have to search it again.
Yeah,
but they did. Yeah, I like Fall Out Boy.
And so you're going to be going to Reading and Leeds and then Love Box.
Yes. I'm really excited about the Love Box lineup.
Childish Gambino, NERD, like unreal, NERD, Skepta, SZA, like whoa.
Skepta as well.
Yeah, obviously, like he's killing it and so are you, and it's really exciting to see you on this lineup. Are you the kind of person that could be backstage at a festival and just like stroll up to Pharrell and be like, listen, Miss Banks featuring NERD, let's do it.
I don't know about the feature thing, but I'm definitely, you know what I'm really good at? Introducing myself to people, bigging them up, letting them know I'm a fan, and just be like, hopefully one day you see me or check me out, whatever. But I think I need to start going like head first, getting my hands really in there, and just be like, look, we need a song. Because, you know, I don't know, when you approach stuff with that type of confidence, it just has to happen.
Yeah,
but I love that. First of all, for us at Aries, and I'm an Aries, so like, boom, we're already on the right page. We're going to connect. Bam, sparks, everything.
The horoscopes have aligned, babe.
Yes, let me be your little sister. Let's make something happen. Give me a beat. Give me a beat. Give me your input, yeah. I'm going to do it, actually. I feel you just gassed me.
Mm-hmm. He's got plenty of beats as well, that guy, I can tell. He's, you know, he's definitely back to back.
And he never gets old, so, like, he must have plenty, honestly.
Yeah, he's a time capsule. So that's really exciting, because obviously festival season's massive. It's really fun anyway. You won't get any sleep for the next 6 months. That's the only problem.
I'm already not really getting no sleep anyway, so I'm with it. I just need to make sure that I'm actually...
Are you like a vampire now, just like 2 hours a night?
Sometimes 4 hours, maybe.
Oh my god, I need like 15 hours of sleep.
Yeah, honestly, for me to be okay, I think I need 8. That's, and I feel like I love sleep because, you know, there's like, I don't know if it's very true or it's a myth, but they say you grow in your sleep. And I'm really tall, so I know I've loved sleep for a long time.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm really short and I've slept like so much. Now you've said that, I'm like, damn, I obviously haven't slept enough.
I'm done.
Like,
you know what?
I need to go back
get
to bed.
Get some more hours.
Actually, babe, we're done. I've got to go back to bed. I got to get some more inches on here, like now.
Well, you definitely get good sleep because you ain't got no dark under eyes or anything. You're looking very awake, very vibrant.
Now that's called really thick, expensive makeup.
Is
cover it?
Now you're looking very good.
Thanks,
and
babe.
Very nice and subtle, yeah.
Not as good as you, but we... I mean, Miss Banks just complimented me, so I'm going to go home now.
Yeah, fly.
I wanted to talk a little bit about writing stuff. And basically, when you did the Fire in the Booth, number one, you looked like you were just... I don't know, it was, you were so calm. And I feel like in those scenarios, you did two, like, separate... You spat twice, you know, you did two separate ones, and it was
two, three,
that's the word, I couldn't, it was just gone from my head. I was like, two freestyles, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was no hiccups, nothing. I look at you, I was like, how do you write those kind of things? How do you sit down and know what you're going to say and know the themes? Do you just like pick words out of a hat? Like, how does it happen?
It's a very natural flow. Like, as soon as I get how I'm going to start, it's literally... Like, you know, people talk about flows, like, just the rhythm of a song and whatever, rhythm of your bars. But there's a natural flow of, like, content. Like, you could end a sentence with a certain word in it and that leads you to your next part. But the thread is always, like, the message, what you're talking about, your delivery, you know. And sometimes a freestyle is supposed to be, like, a free... you know, style, like obviously comes from back in the day from actually saying things from off the dome. But even when, like, I write, it's like I don't change a lot. The only reason I write is to, like, make sure I change little words, like instead of saying if or maybe but or like those things that help it flow easier. But yeah, like, it's supposed to be like a free flow. Like, you say what you think. It could be anything. You could change subjects 10 times as long as it's true to you. But yeah, it's easy because there's a flowing content. So I could say one thing that leads to another, that leads to another. I'm trying to think of an example for you.
Well, I feel like when I'm listening to you do it, I'm thinking, I didn't even know some of these words were in the dictionary. So do you read the dictionary? Like, is there some sort of thesaurus shit going
that's
on?
That's good. I really like that because I used to listen to Nicki Minaj and think the same thing. And I know she definitely went out her way to do it. I don't really read the dictionary, but when I started music, I was supposed to actually buy the dictionary to help me with more words. So that's something I actually need to get back on. But
just get the audio book, babe.
Yeah, do you know what? Because honestly, as a rapper, it's like, it's supposed to be like a wordsmith. You need to know as much words as you can. I'm going to get on it. And I read a lot anyway. Like, I read things that I'm interested in. So that's good. I'm glad that, you know, there's some stuff like that in there. I want people to listen to me for a second time and realise they didn't clock something the first time. And then maybe go and research something I said. And you know what I mean? If you don't know about it, that's the type of vibe I want to have. Just opening people's minds and showing them something new.
And as a, I hate to ask this question, but it's coming up to International Women's Day, and I don't like to talk about as a female artist because obviously you're an artist and that's the end of it. But as a female artist in the industry at the moment, it's really exciting. There's a lot of great female artists around. There's especially a lot in grime. There's a lot of girls coming through, and it's really exciting.
Amazing.
How do you feel now? Because you've been in the industry a couple of years. Things have obviously changed quite drastically, actually, in the last few years. How do you feel as a woman in the industry that you're treated and that you feel amongst other women as well in that realm, you know? How do you feel other girls treat you and also how the world treats you as a woman in the industry?
Obviously, it has its pros and cons. Like, I feel like... like the cons are like, I don't know, maybe not being taken seriously by some of your male peers, like, or them, like, you know, treating you like a bit beneath you because you're a woman, having to play it smart and be, you know, nice and assertive and all these crazy things at the same time because you're a woman. That's like a con. And like, also, I don't know what, like, obviously rap especially has had like a battle type vibe to it. Like, it's been in the history of rap to battle and go up against each other, and it's like a sport and competition, but there's a different vibe with the girls. I feel like a lot of people make the girls feel like they should, you know, do all these stuff to stand out because, you know, there's only like, there's not many of you, but it's like a double-edged sword because the things they're telling them to do, which is like not unite to stand out, is actually a downfall for all of us. Do you know what I mean? So I think there's a lot of backwards thinking that goes on the female side of things, like girls doing just catty stuff to, you know, be the only one or the, like, queen or whatever. And then they miss out on the whole, you know, getting together with other girls, putting our minds together, uniting and making something bigger. That's an issue. That's a con. The pros, I think, personally, is... I have stood out more because I'm a girl in the same sense. Same time, I don't feel like I got as much rating as I should. Like, I'm as good as a lot of men that are big, but people may not say it. I've also stood out for that same reason. And it's just a pro just being me, to be fair. I love women, and feminine energy is probably the strongest energy. Do you know what I mean? So I'm just going to keep doing what I've got to do. And I'm glad that I can express myself in so many ways and, you know, just be fun and be free and be sexy and do what I want and use all those stuff to my advantage and, yeah, just let people know what I'm about. So, I don't know, it's whatever. I'm happy being a woman anyway, I don't care.
Well, you put that so perfectly because you're aware of it. So it's like, you know that people are trying to pit you against other women. Yeah. And if people do, deliberately, they're like, oh, well, she's beefing with her and whatever, whatever. Yeah. It's like, no, she isn't. Probably not. Like, no. But that's happened all throughout time with women in the music industry, I think.
Yes.
But right now we're coming together and it's really exciting.
Yeah.
Is there any girls at the moment that you would collab with, that you would want to do something with? Because obviously you've done stuff with girl MCs before and guys. And everything, but is there anyone specific that you think of that you'd be like, I want to do a song with them, like, right now?
There's loads. I would love to. I love what Ray's doing right now. I love her song with Kojo Funds.
Oh, we love Ray on here.
Amazing, yes. I love Ray Black as well. She's doing really good. I love what IMDDB's doing. I love Shade. That's a banging tune. Who else? Alakai Harley, she got a song out called Gold.
She's amazing.
She's really good.
Perform recently. She's
really
sick.
Yeah, really, really love her. Can really sing and rap.
Yeah. She's got a good little stage presence as well. Like, she does. She pulls a crowd. Like,
I think it's a South Girl thing. I'm just saying. You know, she's very talented. Really loving what Alakai's doing. And yeah, I think Mabel's really cute as well. I love Mabel. She's really dope. She's doing amazing things. Yeah.
Okay. So we've got a few girls we could line up here, right?
Yeah. Nice. I'm feeling them.
I want to play a game with you now. You can relax and, like, just relax into this weird game that I'm going to play with you. It's called the Come Through Game. Really, really original.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to find out from the queen of coming through who she would have come through in some real life, you know, situations. Okay. I know I've said...
Oh, my God.
I've said come a lot of times there, so I apologise.
Oh, my days.
So, up first, we've got... You're running your own... Right, imagine, you're running your own festival, yeah?
Yes.
Who would come through on the Dream Miss Banks lineup, dead or alive? You can pick, say, three people, or as many as you want, but three would be good.
Loving Cardi B right now.
Yep.
I'd have Biggie and Tupac.
Oh, yeah, and they can, what, would they be performing together or like as a double act?
Nah, separately actually. I was going to say Tupac first, but I actually love Biggie as well. Kendrick, Skepta.
Ooh, this is sounding like a really tasty lineup.
Yes, good. someone new, maybe B Young.
Ooh.
Stormzy. J-Huss.
Love J-Huss.
So many.
No, that's good. That's good. You don't have to do two. You know, it's only like, you only have to announce the headliners, so it's fine.
Yeah.
You can think about everyone else afterwards.
We'll have Tupac and be headliners.
Yeah, okay. Do you think they might fight over the head? You might have to have them on two different days, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Saturday and then, yeah, Tupac Saturday, Biggie Sunday.
Okay. Biggie's closing, is he? Right. So it's Saturday night. You've got some Prosecco in the fridge.
Yeah.
Or whatever your tipple of choice. Maybe it's Drake's whiskey. I don't know.
Or Moscato.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and you're going to do a dinner party with some of the best UK artists in the scene. You've only got 5 places at the dinner table.
What?
Yeah.
In the UK scene?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm cutting it down so it's not like too hard because I'm only letting you have the UK.
And I've only got 5 UK artists I can bring.
Mm-hmm. And you've got to tell them who can
come true.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Come true.
Oh, mate. That's so hard. I love everyone. All right, I'd have Giggs.
Yeah,
love Giggs. He's so funny.
He would be very good as a dinner party guest.
Yes, I'd have Giggs. I'd invite Stormzy.
He'd be banter. He'd have a lot of banter, I think. Do you think he'd bring you a bottle of wine and stuff as well? Probably would.
Probably, yeah. I'd invite Steph London. She's jokes.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Ray Black. And
remember, Steph's vegetarian though, so you have to put that think about that. You know, you have to cook her a separate meal and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but if the meat,
she's worth it.
She might eat it. She might eat it. And Ray Black and yes, J-Huss.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jeez, I like all their personalities. That's why as well.
That's a very fun dinner party. Like, that's definitely not a dinner party that's going to end at like 11:30, is it?
Nah.
Yeah,
it's going to be a late one.
Okay, Netflix and chill. We're Netflix and chilling, mm-hmm. Not me and you. Well, we can if you want. who's the top 3 people? And this doesn't have to be a naughty thing.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
No. It's not a naughty thing. It's not like a, you know, it's just actually you are genuinely just going to watch Netflix and chill out. 3 people you want to do that with. So it doesn't have to be musicians. It can be anybody. Just people you want to chill with. But it's people you know you're going to have enough conversation that you could have awkward silence. The silences wouldn't be awkward when you're watching the programme. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Do you know who I'm really starting to like? Yeah, there's a lady called Letitia Wright. She's an actor.
She's
in Black Panther. I think she makes the movie. She's epic.
I can't wait to see her. I haven't seen it yet. Okay, so she's coming for Netflix and chill. What are you going to watch? Black Panther?
Maybe. Or we'll watch Black Mirror because she's in one of the new episodes. There's one called Black Museum. I've watched everything apart from that and she's in it. And it seems weird, but I haven't watched it. So watch it together so I can see her reaction.
And you can prang out together about a Black Mirror. Yeah, okay, cool.
Love Black Mirror.
Okay, you got 2 more. These can be separate Netflix and chill sessions, by the way. So you don't have to, like, you know, make sure that they get on with each other.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it can just be, these are 3 separate sessions you're having one-on-one with someone. So you've got to have enough conversation.
I think John Boyega's funny and I think he loves actors, but I love John Boyega and I love watching stuff with actors because they have a different outlook on TV and stuff because...
They're in it.
Yeah, they're in it. So they know this isn't real. They probably like... loads of actors I know love documentaries and stuff, but you know it's a good show when an actor loves it. So that would be a good shout. And who else?
That can be enough if you want. You can have those 2 and then I'll ask you 1 more and you'll be done.
Okay, cool.
Okay. You've been given tickets to Disneyland. You've got to take someone that's going to come on those rides with you, that's going to go on the drop rides, that's going to take you into the Haunted Museum. They're going to buy you candy floss or whatever, buy you burgers, buy you 5 Guys. They're going to treat you well at Disneyland. You've got the tickets for free, so you're taking them for free, so they don't have to pay for the ticket.
Yeah.
But you want someone that you know is your ride or die and they're going to get on that ride with you. And they're going to roll that rat.
Disneyland.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's crazy because even some of the people that seem most bravest are scared of rides. So what, is this anyone that I could bring
anyone.
In?
Anyone. Even your best friend if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be famous people. They just have to come
true.
Jeez. I might bring my friend Basola because she's actually funny.
And she'd go on the rides with you, would she?
I think she would. I think she'd be up for it.
Okay.
She's a bit wild anyway.
Well, she sounds like a mega babe. And
she is.
We're excited to have her at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Oh, and I would have done the third Netflix and chill with Naomi Campbell. Just putting that out there. Love, Naomi.
She's so cool.
Hair looking laid when we come true. Ooh, yes, Naomi.
Yeah, she's always looking perfect at all times.
She was at NME Awards yesterday. And she came out to present Jay Huss's award. Obviously, we didn't know Jay Huss was going to win at the time for Best Album. And she walked out to my song, Bangs. And my heart was like...
And was she like, I was having palpitations.
Yeah,
I'm Naomi Campbell.
And she was just walking on the beat. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I love Naomi Campbell.
She's just got amazing. The coolest voice, isn't she? She's like, hi.
And she was there in her shades, not giving a fuck about anyone.
Yeah.
She was like, whatever, he's performing, don't care. Who's presenting, don't care.
That's the vibe that she goes on, though. It's like you've got to be, if you're Naomi Campbell, you've got to have that vibe, otherwise no one believes you're Naomi Campbell.
That's it.
Miss Banks, it's been a huge pleasure. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
There's not going to be enough times when I can get into this situation. Thanks for playing my game. Let's play a little bit of the song. Can you introduce it for us?
Yes, it's your girl, Miss Banks. Right now you are listening to FUBAR, and this is my song, Come Through, produced by Fanatics.
Fanatics. In the stew till I get it right, bitch. Nice house and a nice whip. Spending all your money up in night script. Visualize, make a nigga fantasize. Water park, yeah, he wanna slip and slide. Cool off, baby, you can take a dive. Type of shit I got him doing, can't be televised. Hypnosis, he say I'm the coldest. Get love from the youngest, got respect from the oldest. Black girl magic, I got that hocus pocus. Oh, I'm so focused, let me dust off my shoulders. I make hits, you can't hit it. The flow is exquisite. See me on the bill, can't miss it. Bare paintings when I come true. Hating bitches always doing what the bums do. Big batty gal when we come true. Hair looking laid when we come true. Face on beat when we come true. Nose on feet when we come true. We be on a wave when we come true. Whole team slay when we come true. Pop champagne when we come true. Hating niggas always doing what the bums do. I be cutting ties with you niggas, right for you niggas. Even fucking lie for you niggas. You a fraud, I don't really know who's hyping you nigga. Ain't my nigga, all this fuck shit just made me a killer. Going straight for your head, lay you down before I put it to bed. On some bullshit and I see red. Get wrapped like tortillas, sticky like quesadillas. You can't see me and I ain't see ya. Please believe, go hard for my peas and my family. I'll do what I please. Go overseas, bring all my G's. Bear back and titties, do it B-I-G. Talking about that pay a visit. I don't do gimmicks. I ain't got limits. Only real niggas when I come true. Hating bitches always doing what the bums do. Big batty gal when we come true. Hair looking laid when we come true. Face on beat when we come true. Nose on feet when we come true. We be on a wave when we come true. Whole team slay when we come true. Pop champagne when we come true. Hating niggas always doing what the bums do. Doing what the bums do. Big batty gal when we come true. Hair looking laid when we come true. Face on beat when we come true. Nose on feet when we come true. We be on a wave when we come true. Whole team slay when we come true. Pop champagne when we come true. Hating niggas always doing what the bums do.
Hi, I'm Mabel and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Pa 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 p chambea, ala, cabrón ya no te quedan balas, chambea. Siempre picheo, enrollo otra vez. Yo siempre picheo. Dímelo, parcero. Siempre con la seta y no somos salsero. Ya Susan soltero. Dijo que te va la babera, aguacero. Gusano como tú, yo no lo tolero. Cabrón, tú eres chota, tú eres reportero. Yeah, yeah. Yo no soy Don Omar, pero soy bandolero. Por eso solo creo en Dios, y en mi 4-0. Yeah. Picante, picante como un habanero. Si tú tienes la llave, yo tengo el llavero. Chambea, ala, cabrón, ya no te quedan balas. Chambea, ala, cabrón, ya no te quedan balas. Yo siempre picheo, enrollo otra vez. Yo siempre picheo, enrollo otra vez. Yo siempre picheo, enrollo otra vez. Yo siempre picheo. Chambea, ala, cabrón, ya no te quedan balas. Chambea. Siempre picheo, enrollo otra vez. Siempre picheo, enrollo otra vez. Siempre picheo, enrollo otra vez. Yo siempre picheo. La gente ya sabe, por eso ni ronco. No me llevo con nadie, andamos flow Stone Cold. What? Saqué 1200 y me puse una Concord. Tumbame el piquete de bronco. Me meto el presión a saber meterla. A tu mujer en cuatro voy a ponerla. Chingando y fumando un pato de la perla. Tu cara ya nadie va a reconocerla. No estén en la vía, cabrón, es moverla. Tú odias mi vida, pero es porque quieres tenerla. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Porque vivimos chido, vivimos bien. Porque sobran botellas y billetes de 100. Tratando de matar, me han gastado todas las balas del almacén. Pero soy inmortal como Baby Rat y 50 Cent. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bam, bunny, bam, 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 bam. Alex Killer. Alex Killer. Nosotros somos la nueva religión. Díselo a Luyan. Mambo Kicks. Chambea, ala. Cabrón, ya no te quedan balas. Chambea, ala. Cabrón, ya no te quedan balas. Yo siempre picheo, enrollo otra vez. Yo siempre picheo, enrollo otra vez. Yo siempre picheo, enrollo otra vez.
My girl crush has left the building, Miss Banks. What a babe. Big thank you to her and her team for coming through today. I just keep saying coming through. I can't stop. It's a banger song though, right? That beat. What a nice girl. Anyway, NME Awards. We're going to have a little chat about that. Plus, don't forget, Reggie Snow interview is coming up in a little minute. Dear Annie is out tomorrow. And we're really, 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 really close to the to being able to listen to the whole thing. I haven't even listened to the whole thing yet, but everything I've heard so far is beautiful. So let's have a little chat about everyone who won. Best New Artist, Stefflon. Really excited about that. Best British Solo, Loyal Carner. We love Loyal. He's been tweeting today because he had to cancel his live lounge, but apparently last night, it was voted by the public, by the way, and he, of course, I met him when I was doing the red carpet at the Mercury Prize, and he was so sweet and kind and shy and lovely, and he revealed that he didn't expect to win up against Liam Gallagher and didn't have any, and it was, he's like his all-time musical crush, so I think it was a really nice thing. And his favourite Spice Girl is Scary Spice, so there you go. Tom Grennan apparently wants to collab with Liam Gallagher. He said he's one of the Enemy's 100 artist bands to keep an eye on in 2018. He's going to be releasing his debut album. Obviously, we've had him on Food Bar Radio, so you can go back and listen to that show. It was sometime in 2017, right? Early 2017. We'll find it for you anyway and tweet the link. And according to the album, will be a little bit different and has a lot of orchestra, brass and gospel, so I'm excited about that. Some more winners last night. Avelino got Best Mixtape for No Bullshit. Best International Band was Haim, big fan of Haim, love that. Best album, J Hurst, Common Sense. That is a smashing album if you've not already heard it. I'm just loving how much of the, how many grime artists are on here. It's really good. Best track, Charlie XCX, Boys. Now, I think that's a sick track, but I'm surprised that was voted at the NME Awards. I don't know why, but I feel like it's quite a poppy song, so it's quite surprising, but chuffed to bits with it. NME Innovation Award went to Boy Better Know. obviously headed up by JME, so sick. Hero of the year was Ariana Grande. She's had a massive year. Villain of the year was Piers Morgan. I mean, that's just... No, I don't even want to talk about him. Godlike Genius Award, Liam Gallagher. I like Enemy Awards because they're like a bit random and bizarre, but I'm very much into it. Best music video went to The Big Moon. I love The Big Moon. Met them a little while ago again at the Mercury Prize, and they're very, very sweet angels. So if you get a chance to check them out, really, really good. Best festival, Glastonbury. Oh, no Glastonbury this year, guys. Very sad. They won't be winning that next year, will they? Anyway, let's play a little bit of music, shall we? Now, we're really excited because we had Dan Kaplan on the show a few weeks ago, and his track has gone from strength to strength to strength. It's going up in the charts. I keep seeing it all over all the playlists on Apple Music. So I thought, why not give it another play? So this is Rudimental featuring Macklemore, Dan Kaplan, and Jess Glynn.
I know you moved on to someone new. Hope life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just wanna say thank you. Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. And I know it ain't pretty when our hearts get broke. Too young to feel this old. Watching us both turn cold. Oh, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke. Yeah, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke.
I hope someday we'll sit down together and laugh with each other about these days. All our troubles, we'll lay to rest and we'll wish we could come back to these days
so-
clap with that one. These Days featuring Macklemore, Dan Kaplan and Jess Glynn. Rudimental. Love that song. Love that guy, Dan Kaplan. Hopefully we'll be getting him back in the studio soon because we love him. Now I'm going to play you my little chat with Mr. Reggie Snow. It was lovely to see him again. His brand new album, as I've said, Dear Annie. Sorry, brand new first debut 18 song album, Dear Annie, is out tomorrow. Buy it, pre-order it. It's so good. It's his best work to date, 100%. So I had a chat with him. We went through all the things that I've missed since I last saw him. So I hope you enjoy it. Listen out for the UFO chat because it's great. You're a hot step away from the release of your debut album, 16th of February. I've got to say, yeah. As I just said to you a minute ago, I'm so excited. This music is like, it just seems like everything's come together and it's like so, so good. The collabs. Amine's one of my favourite artists. Yeah. So am I pronouncing it right? Because I know everyone pronounced it differently and he did
anime.
A song of anime.
Oh, I first seen that his anime. Name, I was like anime, but then, you know, got hip to his real name.
But he's sick, man. Like all the collabs and all the songs that I've previewed so far on the album, the ones you've let us have a listen to, are incredible. How does it feel though? Are you nervous about this or are you feeling pretty chill now?
It's always like a nerve-wracking process. But I think for me, this is sick because I've like, it's been 4 years in the making, I guess, and it's been sick to, you know, have people like just, I guess, be with me on this journey, especially the fans. So for me, it's just like it's a really special moment that I'm trying to, you know, capture and make the most out of. So, and it's sick, you know, to have like Amine on there, as you said. It feels like a real situation.
Yeah, but I mean, it also seemed like a really perfect collab because he seems to be like in a really similar vibe to you right now in the States. Like he's just put out his debut album, which is awesome, and it just seemed like a perfect collab. How did you guys get together on it? Was it like an organic thing? Did you actually get in the studio or was it?
So originally on Egyptian Lover, I wanted to get Young Thug on there, and I feel that was almost happening, but last minute with the record coming out soon, it didn't happen. So we reached out to Amine and he blessed the track. And it's just been sick just to see the response to it. And we're going to shoot a video real soon too, so.
And your fans have sort of been waiting with bated breath since the beginning because this is an album that we've all been so excited about. And obviously, we've had lots of, I mean, you've been a busy boy. You've been doing so much, making music, touring, working with lots of great artists. Have they sort of been giving you this like, oh my God, thank God reaction? Or what have they been saying to you since the news of the album?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like a relief that something's coming. So yeah, it's great. And it's just great, all this new energy that's happening. And I feel with me, just as myself, as an artist, I just kind of, I'm at that place now where I'm just like fearless with my work. And I think that was important for me to find at some point. So I feel like now I've kind of got more of a foundation. You know what I mean? I can now do things and there's like a platform to, you know, make it happen and try to, you know, make things cool.
It's kind of like a rite of passage, I guess, isn't it? I mean, you said about it, I wanted it to feel like you're slowly dying and losing your mind throughout. Was that because that's how you felt making it? Or is that just the way you want us to feel?
It's a bit of both, actually. I think just away from the music, just as a person, you know, you experience emotion. So for me, I've always played with the fact that did I want to be personal or do I want to just like be this, you know, fictional character that I've made, like, you know, Reggie Snow or whatever. So it was kind of like playing both sides, making something that was personal and that felt real. And I think, I don't know, I try my best to capture that. And I feel with the album, when you listen to it cohesively, you should come away feeling some kind of like, you know, feeling. And that's super important to me when I make music. So I think I did that. If not, you know,
I'll let you know.
We'll get to part two soon, so it's cool.
Well, I feel from a personal level, from what I've heard from the album, because obviously I haven't heard the whole thing. I'm waiting, like everybody else, till 16th of Feb. But it just feels, you always tell a story with your work, and it's nice to have an insight into, as you say, whether it's your character or whether it's your real personality. But I really feel like in this, you're giving such a piece of yourself, whatever yourself is, away. And did you feel nervous about that? Because you're talking really emotively in a lot of the songs.
Yeah, totally. It's always nerve-wracking to like just open up and to be judged for it, essentially. You know what I mean? It doesn't really make sense sometimes. But for the most part, it's like, as a musician, you've got a responsibility to do that. So it's cool, and I've come to terms with that, and just I've been trying to be more, you know, emotional with my music, so because it means a lot to me. So yeah, like.
I know you've struggled with that in the past as well, the whole celebrity thing, and it came along quite fast, and people like started paying interest in you, and I can imagine that was quite scary.
Yeah.
Do you feel like now you're at a stage where you can actually sort of swallow it and handle it, and it's more like manageable?
Yeah, I feel so. I feel like I'm able to just be, you know, act properly, you know what I mean, and not go through the emotions and all that stuff. Yeah, it was funny because I just really just like did one song in my bedroom, blah, blah, blah. I shot a really cheap video. And then before I knew it, just, you know, things started happening and it was kind of overwhelming at the beginning. But I think now that since it's been so long, since I've kind of like first started doing this, it's given me time to mature as a person. And that's, you know, the most important thing, I feel.
And you stepped away, didn't you? When you first made your first track, you kind of stepped away and you were like, no, I'm going to just give myself a minute to get used to this.
I was in school, everything. Yeah. I was just freaked out. I was like, what the hell? Like, you know what I mean? So since then, I've just been slowly trying to figure it out.
And you're off on tour as well. Europe and the UK. Massive tour.
Yeah.
Pretty intense.
9th of March begins all over the UK. Pull up.
It's going to be sick. Yeah. I mean, you've toured loads. I mean, you toured with, you know, you played with Kendrick Lamar, you've played with Madonna, you've played with massive people, you've done solo tours. Like, it's something that you're probably quite used to now, but this is the next level, because it's like huge. You're going so many places. Is there anywhere that you're like you've never been, or that you're super excited to visit, or that you're excited to get back to?
Yeah, I haven't been to Gateshead.
Where is that? I'm about to make myself look stupid. Cause
somewhere
I'm
in the UK. Somewhere, a gate.
Shout out Gateshead.
Can't wait to play Dublin and London, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
Dublin in particular, just because I'm playing like in a pretty iconic venue, I guess. Mm. Like, I've seen like my first show there, like met Pharrell there. Like, it's just like, all these little moments. Like,
just to slip that in there. Met Pharrell there.
Just little moments, and it's just like sick for me to play there, and you know, it just makes it all seem so like special. It's
slightly surreal, I can imagine.
Yeah. It's crazy. I love it.
And you're hitting the Roundhouse in London.
Yeah.
That has been home to some of the biggest musicians in the world. MF Doom, who I know you're a big fan of, has played there.
Totally.
And loads of massive artists, you know, Elton John, the like Britney Spears. Who doesn't love Britney? Does it feel kind of like a really nice roundup of tour to be playing? Exactly as you say, you're going back to Dublin and playing one of the most famous venues in Dublin. Mm. But then the Roundhouse as well. That must be quite scary, exciting. All of the above.
It's just like, it's just a credit to just my team and just everyone that's helped me get to this point. You know what I mean? And it's just kind of like that confirmation of not success, but just work. You know what I mean? And it's just good that like all these things that happen, just to really relish in the moment. You know what I mean?
That's such a lovely thing to hear from an outsider's perspective as well. That you're so grateful for the team around you, and it's nice that you're working with people that you love to spend time with. I think that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah. And obviously having fun as well.
Yeah, that's very important. Talking of having fun, you just got back from LA. What were you doing there?
LA was just a work trip, shooting videos and just chilling and smoking up and all that LA lifestyles.
So I've never been to LA. I hear that there's a lot of like smoothies and green tea and stuff like that. Did you find yourself getting a little bit juiced up, or were you like not in a good way? Maybe.
Well, I tried to. Like, I had like a smoothie the first day and I told myself I'd go to the gym, but it didn't happen. But LA is a weird place. It's soulless, you know what I mean? Just people running around, just on some
gluten-free,
freak conscious ish. But it's cool, and one day I do want to live there for a while. But yeah,
I reckon it'd be a cool place to live, like a little bit of an out of body experience.
Yeah, totally. And you have the sunshine,
which you know everyone loves a bit of sunshine.
I need it. Yeah.
And the last time we chatted, I talked to you about something that you're passionate about, and also I'm really interested in, which is UFOs. I saw Spaceships is a track on the album. I just wanted to just check in, see if you'd had any more out of body experiences. What's been going on since I last saw you?
No out of body experiences. I mean, I got like sleep paralysis sometimes. That's one whole thing that I'm trying to learn how to like.
That is deep, man. I think it's like, that is definitely like sign of UFOs and stuff. Like sleep paralysis is like literally, that's definitely either a ghost or a UFO.
It's one or the other. Like, it has to be. It's too weird, you know what I mean?
What's the worst thing that's happened when you've had sleep paralysis?
The most recent one, like 2 months ago, I think, or something like that. Like, this woman was at the end of my bed. I couldn't move or whatever. And I just remember being in the dream but not being able to move, and just woke up, just deep sweat. It's weird. And I think all these things happen for a reason. Like, obviously I've got demons in my past, and I think sometimes they creep back up in weird ways, you know what I mean? Like,
in the shape of a woman staring at you.
Yeah.
Did she just stand there and stare at you?
I can't fully remember, but just the white dress just scaring me, but I couldn't move. And obviously it's happened before, but then, you know, I went into like research and it's just like so deep, like
in a way as well. I reckon if you can't really remember, it's even more scary, because it's like you can't put like a thing on it. You're not like, oh, it was this woman doing this. It's like, I don't know what she was doing or why she was there.
You're just dumbfounded. Yeah.
Oh god, no, not the one. I'm very impressed with your French on Mon Amour.
Thank you. Are you fluent
or something? Did you learn that just for the track?
Just you know what I mean, just out there, just picking up little bits.
I mean, that must be a hit with the ladies, like knowing how a little bit of French, you know, everybody loves that.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a sexy language to me, so I had to get it on the album.
You record some of the album in Paris, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I went out there to work with a dude who ended up just making half of the album. So I stayed out in Paris for a while and just, like, did that.
It's a cool city, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
In music terms, is there a lot of, like, influence? Is there a lot of things going on there that kind of influenced you?
Yeah, yeah. Couple of things, like the architecture, the language, obviously, the food, the lifestyle. It's just very relaxed. And even, like, you know, I'd have sessions and then I'd, like, go out in the evening and it was just cool to, like, just, like, you know, like, marry those two worlds, just, like, studio and then, like, being in Paris and then just going to studio the next day and, like, just speaking about what, you know, I did and, you know, just experience. It's, like, real life, like, living. It was cool.
Do you feel like in Paris, because when I go to Paris, I feel like I'm in a French film that's, like, going to be really sick. It kind of has that vibe where you feel like you're a little bit in the romance of being in Paris. Yeah. Did you get that?
Yeah, no, I totally got that. And I tried to capture that with the music especially, so, yeah.
I kind of love that song specifically as well because, actually, you, although it's called Mon Amour, like, you're kind of effing and blinding and being like, no, you're a bit of a dick, basically.
Yeah.
And I really like the juxtaposition of it being about love but being the real side of love, which is actually there's a quite heavy element of hate that goes into love, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of hatred, a lot of like weirdness and confusion, you know what I mean? Most of it's just being confused, like, why are you with somebody? And then sometimes you remember why, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, definitely. Did you feel kind of, because obviously I'm assuming, as you've said before, a lot of these are based on real life experiences. Do you feel like healthy about them now because you've got them out onto songs and it's kind of like cathartic and you're done with it?
Yeah, like it's just with the album and the songs and the subject matters, it's just like it's all a build up of like the last couple of years and all these different moments and emotions I felt. So yeah, it feels good to like flesh them out and just like see people react to them and like feel them, you know. It's like crazy because that's like my experience and then, you know, someone else feels it. It's like sick. So
do you get people feeding back to you being like, oh, this is how I felt when I listened to this is...
Yeah, they take it too deep. I'm just like, wow, cool. Wish I could help a bit more, but like, fuck, like it's trippy, you know what I mean? But it's sick.
But it's like Eminem and stuff, like when he first started and he was like, everyone thinks this is something that it's not, like I'm just playing it, because he was like, Marshall Mathers was like a character, so it was like he was like, I don't really get like how deep people are taking it. But I guess as a musician, you have to expect.
You have to, you have to. It's sometimes it's like not your choice, you know, you just have to just crack on.
What song would you say, I know this is a really hard question, but what song would you say you are sort of most pleased with or most proud of from the album?
I'd say 23. Just because it sounds different and the session was really enjoyable to make with Caroline. And I think...
It's a very beautiful song, I think.
Thank you, yeah. This is one of them songs I was just so happy when it came out. I was like, fuck yeah, like, you know.
That's so cool though as well, because it's sometimes really it's nice to have that attachment with a song and like feel proud of it, and because I mean there's a lot of songs on this album, you know.
Yeah, totally. It's like there's so many, so it's like which one do you pick? But yeah, I think that one. But I'm happy with everything on there and every song has its purpose, and you know, I'd suggest listening to the whole album at once. Obviously I've put out like two EPs, which is like a weird idea, but doesn't matter at the end, you know.
No, I like it. I think it's, you can release music in whatever way you want, you know. It kind of, that's the way it is, and it seems like really natural for you. It's kind of come out and it's there, and it's,
yeah, and 20 tracks is a lot of tracks to digest, so.
But I'm happy to be digesting that amount of tracks. I'm looking forward to it. Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us.
Thank you, it's good to talk to
you. I'll hit you up next time about the UFOs. Keep your eyes open, keep everything peeled. We need to be aware of these situations, flying sources and all that.
Yeah,
big up, good luck with the album, dear.
Thank
Annie
you.
And the tour, obviously it's out on 16th of February.
16th,
so.
Yeah.
Literally a couple of weeks. Oh my god,
I'm so nervous.
Are you gonna party?
Obviously I'm a party man.
Yes,
yeah.
I hope I get invited.
Yeah, we'll do something.
Thank you so much, Reggie. This is FUBAR Radio, Harriet Rose Show. See you later.
Thank you.
Love. Just let go of sorrow, like there's no tomorrow, cause tonight might be your last. So stay up till sunrise, wipe the tears from your eyes. Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past.
Breathe. break dance and boogie my love. This is 1971. I crave that brain and that flesh. Cups of tea and gums that bleed red. Say you wrap the plastic in white. Say you single all of my life. Blackest skin disfigure my crimes. Credit cards and losing my mind. Piece by piece they stitch me. Ain't no love, I'm still banging out Whitney. I can't cry for those who ain't with me. I can't praise the Lord, please forgive me. Pink like pussy, extra pushy. Hands up off me, she's so lovely. Fame and fortune, all those habits. Pink and white, them panties matching.
I want you to stay forever.
Trying to get my old thing back. True. But baby, I always wanna bring up shit from the past. Yeah. Whoa, our options are limitless. Putting in effort for the effort is too effortless. Whoa, fuck check, see the necklace. Gold hit the lips every time that I'm hitting it. Huh, I told her, baby, I'm sorry. But if you think we got problems, then baby, watch Mari. Yeah, that's why you gotta smell the roses. We parted ways like she cheated with Moses. Woo. That's fucked up, but a lot of things are. Yeah. In Hollywood, but I never see stars. Yeah. Do anything for you, that's love. Go anywhere for you, that's love. Might even kill for you, that's love. And if you're still tripping, that's drugs.
Just
a coat
of sorrow, like there's no tomorrow. Cause tonight might be your last. So stay up till sunrise. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past.
Extra white, she's so extra white. My appetite, I lost appetite. It's paradise, we in paradise. So extra bright, it's so extra bright. So I break the beat and I scratch it. She be like handsome, she be like dancing. Straight to my mattress, I was on smashing. I was on average, she was cadaver. No free smoke when your bae is gone. Why love when it's free and it does no harm? New phone, who's this? And my life's on charge. Two shows, pay rent, get a girl, get a job. Belly of the beast when I walk in the streets. All I see is fake love, insecurity. 2 months, 7 days, all when you first came. Walked in off white, all pink, okay.
The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past. The past, the past, the past, the past. Leave it in the past.
Thank you so much to Reggie for coming and having a chat with us. Dear Annie is out tomorrow. Go and get it. Don't be silly. So, bit of news for you guys. Can you feel the love tonight? Because I certainly can. It is tonight, right? Yeah, 5:18. I can call that tonight. Sir Elton John confirms he will be working on The Lion King's new soundtrack. Now, there's going to be some old classics on there. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Hakuna Matata and I Just Want to Be King. And The Circle of Life, obviously, because it wouldn't be the film without that song. Queen Beyoncé is also going to be working on the soundtrack with him. And we're all very excited. But how on earth he's going to fit this in with his three-year tour that he's doing? I've talked about 10 times because I just can't move on from the whole thing, to be honest. Ed Sheeran is going to be playing the Royal Wedding. Actually, Elton's rearranged some dates of his tour so that he can make the Royal Wedding. Apparently, he's going to be going to the... It's on Saturday, 19th of May. They did that quick, didn't they? Gosh, quick shotgun wedding for them. So they are going to be... He's going to be performing and his... Oh, and apparently... He gave the fans an update of his new LP. I mean, Christ on a bike, that guy makes a lot of music. Lucky it's really good, so it's fine. But he must never, ever, ever have a break. Except for that time when he took like 2 years off. But yeah. Divide Follow Up is not going to be a pop album. Now, many of you might not know, but he's a really big hip hop and grime fan. Obviously, he did the collaboration with Stormzy, who jumped on his track. I think we're going to have like a. You know how Calvin Harris made a lot of pop albums, and then he was recently speaking on Animax's show the other day and just said, I suddenly realised I just wanted to make an album for me, and I did it. I made a hip-hop album, and it was a sick album. If you haven't listened to it, go and listen to it. It's got some amazing tracks on there. And I think maybe Ed Sheeran's going to do the same thing. I think we're going to be quite surprised by his next album. He knows so much about all kinds of music. He's a real stand-up guy, if you ask me. So you've got to keep an eye on that. Him and Sir Elton John are going to be at the royal wedding. He's going to be singing. Wonder what he's going to sing. Wonder if he'll sing something. Maybe he'll get Beyonce to sing as well, and they'll do that one where that they got for number one, Perfect. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Do you think Beyonce would play Prince Harry's wedding? Because obviously Meghan Markle's American. Maybe she'll come over on the flight. Maybe they'll send the private jet for her. I think that'd be pretty sick, to be honest. But I can't imagine what their music... I don't know anything about... obviously, I don't know anything about them because I don't know them. But Prince Harry, what's his music taste? Maybe he's a big grime head. I don't know. Maybe J-House is going to headline his wedding. I don't know. Tweet us at Foobar Radio if you've got some suggestions of who should be playing Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding. Is she going to be a princess when they get married? Don't know. Interesting. Really, really exciting that. Also, more festival news. I know it's only February, but we've got to start getting excited now. Otherwise, what is the point? Oh, yeah. Producer Abby has just reminded me of something really good. Meghan Markle's favourite song is Murder on the Dance Floor. We spoke about that a few weeks ago. Sophie Ellis-Bextor. If Sophie Ellis-Bextor performs at the Royal Wedding, I will literally pass out with happiness. That would be... amazing. If you've ever seen Sophie Ellis-Bextor live, it's a sight to behold. She's wonderful. That's how I describe Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Wonderful. Also, plethora of bangers, that woman. Plethora. So Glastonbury, not back this year, but we are coming back next year. Now, what are we thinking, guys? Because Spice Girls... they're coming back. Victoria Beckham has confirmed they are not touring, but they will be doing gigs. Pretty big gig playing Glastonbury, guys. Glastonbury is not a thing. I meant Glastonbury. Although I'm Glastonbury about Glastonbury. If I'm so sorry for that. If I was Michael Evis, I would be doing everything in my power to getting those five ladies on stage. And as we know now, Loyal Khana's favourite is Scary Spice. So if he's there, he can go and check them out as well. Who else do we think? Obviously, Fleetwood Mac have said... publicly that they haven't been off enough money, but I feel like that's a ruse. I feel like it's a ruse, and I feel like they're trying to make it, because everyone keeps assuming it's going to be Fleetwood Mac. So I think Michael Evis is like, right, we've got to throw them off the scent, Emily. How are we going to do that? And they've hired a private investigator who's infiltrated the press and thrown everyone off. Now listen, I'm not being thrown off about this, guys. I think Fleetwood Mac are going to headline next year Glastonbury. The XX are a strong contender. And who would be the dream headliner? I would say for me, it would be Saturday night Spice Girls, Sunday night Sunday night Fleetwood Mac, and then Friday night. I don't know. Friday night would have to be maybe Chance the Rapper. Abby's just written Chance the Rapper doesn't do enough UK gigs. That's very true. Chance the Rapper would be good. I think someone from the US would be good if we had two. Obviously, Fleetwood Mac are from the US as well, aren't they? Maybe like a grime collective like they did, like Skepta did. He had or like loads of Boy Better Know come out when he did his set. Also, isn't it interesting that once you play a Glastonbury headliner, you probably just won't go back and play again? That's weird, isn't it? Because like you've obviously played the most pinnacle of Glastonbury, so you just don't... like, it's not like Kanye West is going to pop back and play like Pussy Parlour or The Rabbit Hole or something. That's quite interesting, really. Because you'd be quite sad. You'd be like, oh, I can never go back now. Although I'd pay millions of pounds to see Beyonce do it again. I'll tell you that for free. Anyway, let's listen to some music. Now, Rex Orange County... I've spoken about him before on the show. I'm a really big fan. He is really cool. And he was played the guitar for Skepta at an award ceremony last year, which was really sick. He's a very talented writer. He's doing a lot of great things in the music industry. And this song is different and unusual and beautiful. And it's called Loving Is Easy. It features Benny Sings. Have a little listen. I think you might like it.
Say forever to find it. I was all on my own, almost glad to be alone until love came in on time. Oh, on time. Loving is easy. You had me fucked up. It used to be so hard to see. Yeah, loving is easy. Everything's perfect. Please don't change a single little thing.
Loving is easy. Love that. Really enjoy listening to that. So we've got a real special treat for you. You know, last week we talked to you about Mighty Hoopla. Of course, we went down there last year and had a fabulous time. Lineup's been announced. It's massive. Bewitched are playing, Lily Allen, Louise Johnson, Louise. It's huge. I mean, it's going to be off the chain. Obviously, Sink the Pink Boys are going to be there. Venga Boys, Nimmo's going to be there. Mel C. It's unreal. Belinda Carlisle is going to be there. Like, it's just, I mean, silly sausages. So go and get your tickets. I think you can still get pre-tickets, you know, that ones aren't like the most expensive. Oh, Super Early Bird have sold out, but Early Bird are still available, and it keeps going up and up and up. So just get them, because get them before they sell out, okay? Now we're going to play a little throwback to our little session with them. Honestly, really was a session that day. I had a hangover for about a week and a half afterwards. We chatted to lovely Alma and Nima, and we just had a really lovely time. So let's have a little listen to this, a little throwback to our festival lols. Very excited to get back into the festival vibes. Obviously, Lovebox, Reading and Leeds, it's all go, go, go here. So yeah, have a little listen to this. It's our Mighty Hoopla extravaganza from last year, and go and get your tickets for this year, guys. www.mightyhoopla.com.
Let's have a little chat.
Let's have a little chat. I am here right now backstage. We're backstage, by the way, at FUBAR Radio at Mighty Hoopla. Alma is here.
Yes.
You've just jumped off stage. Literally just jumped off
like
stage.
Yeah, 5 minutes ago.
And it was amazing. We were in the crowd. We were gyrating. We were doing everything we needed to do to enjoy that performance.
Thank you. That was very much fun. I was very nervous because this was my first festival gig in UK ever.
Whoa! Yeah. And what a festival to start it off with.
I know. This is like, this is the coolest. You know, you can't get cooler.
am I right? I mean, you can't get cooler than you, though. You're so cool.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you some tips of how I could become
cool.
More cool. Because
I like your glasses.
Thanks. They I forgot cool. I was wearing these glasses
I like
then.
Your pants. You are cool. What the
no,
fuck?
No, I borrow these clothes off someone else.
Okay.
It's not real life cool.
Okay.
Look, you're...
Festival cool.
Let's get straight to it, Alma. Your hair is one of the coolest things I've ever seen, right? I used to dye bits of my hair when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I'd do like pink and purple and whatever, and I'd look... like an idiot. You look incredible.
Yeah.
How do you make your hair look so great?
I don't know. I think it just fits me. You know, when I've, you know, blonde is my like real color, but you know, I think it's just it looks stupid. You know, some people are not born with the right hair. You know, I'm transgender as my, you know, my hair is transgender.
I think
I don't know what that even means, but you know, I wanted to change it.
You look
didn't
great.
Felt,
and your,
didn't eye,
your eyeshadow's right. Orange and it perfectly matches.
Yes.
Does it take a lot of upkeep though? Do you have to like dye it a lot? Do you have to work on it a lot? Or is it just, you just do it and then it's done and you let it go?
Yes, you know, yeah. It's people always assume that it's very hard to keep up with this hair, but it's not actually.
There you go,
everybody. It's very easy. Just like put one conditioner that, and I put like yellow thing into it and it's... It's fine. Just
see, guys, if you're listening, you can make yourself look as cool as Alma if you just try really hard.
5 minutes in, like, 3 times a week, how many times you wash your hair? It's easy. Easy breezy, beautiful, cover girl.
And you have released some of the biggest bangers of 2017 and 2016, right?
Ooh.
They've really, like, your music videos have reached, like, 4 million and 5 million, nearly 6 million views on on Chasing Highs.
Yeah.
Did you know it was going to blow up so hard when you wrote these songs? Were you like, yeah, these are bangers, or was it quite a shock when they did so well?
You know, I don't even realize it yet. Because, you know, yesterday I released my first track, Karma, and it's been 1 year. 1 year. Like, yeah, like 1 year yesterday, you know?
I saw you tweeted that.
I tweeted that. Like 1 year ago yesterday. And, you know, everything has happened so fast. So I'm still kind of like, what is going on? I'm in this cool festival. This cool girl is interviewing me.
She said I'm cool. That means I must be cool.
And, you know, no. Yeah, but maybe in like 6 months, I'm going to start realizing that people like me and I have... I'm in a situation like this.
And the vibe of the crowd out there was so lit. Like, everyone was on it, dancing, like, enjoying themselves. Does it give you a little tingle inside when you see everybody dancing and singing along?
Of course. You know, so much energy. If the crowd is just, like, standing and watching and, like, judging, of course, then I'm not jumping. I'm not, because, you know, it's very hard. But when people are, like, smiling and having a good time, of course, I'm like, fuck, and I'm jumping 2 meters higher than I could.
Yes. And also, this festival, Mighty Hoopla, your first ever festival in the UK.
Yeah.
What an inclusive, gorgeous, loving vibe to come into, right?
Yes, and quite a big stage. I thought I'm going to start from like a little stage, but it was main stage. So, or was it main stage?
Yeah, that's the main stage.
Yeah, so feels good.
It must feel good, right? So what's up next for you? What's coming later in this year? Are you just going to be bouncing around doing gigs, or are you working in the studio?
This summer is all about gigs. I think I have many gigs every week. In UK, I'm doing some festivals in Europe and America. But after the summer, I'm just going to focus on the album. I'm working on the album. I'm working with Charlie XCX.
Oh, amazing.
MNEK, Rudimental, you know, very many UK artists, and also in LA with very cool people. So yeah, it's the album is coming. It's not ready yet, but it's coming.
Bring it. We're so excited.
Yes.
Also, I wanted to ask you, being in London today, what do you love about London? Is there specific things that you just love about being in this place?
You know, I really love UK people humor. I think it's very similar to Finland. Like, you have kind of dark humor.
Yeah, we're very sarcastic.
Yeah, sarcastic, and I really like that. And people don't take them too seriously. You know, you are on the streets and you can just, like, tell a joke and everybody's like, yeah. No, you know, they're not, like... And also, I feel very accepted, you know, here.
We're very accepting. That's how I love... And this festival is all about that as
yes.
well. It's yes. all about that vibe. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having a little chat with us.
Yes, of course.
You're being whisked off now, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to party.
Party! I hope you can come and party with us. Let's go party. Shall we go and have some beers?
Yes, we should. And I have the. I'm playing the after party, so.
Oh, please! So get me there right now.
Shots.
Thank you so much, Alma. Come see us in the studio next time.
Yeah, of course.
We love you. FUBAR Radio out.
FUBAR Radio.
Fading in the dark, like floating in the ocean. People need the poison. 3 a.m., you just touched my hand and made me lose my focus. I almost didn't notice.
Joining us live backstage at Mighty Hoopla Festival, it's Nimmo.
It's Lit.
Hello, it's Nimmo.
Reva and Sarah, how are you?
So good, so good.
Now, girls, you're DJing a little bit later, aren't you?
Yep.
In the VIP area, is it not?
No, on here.
On the main stage.
Main stage!
How dare you undermine us?
Listen, you just snap your Ray-Bans in front of me, don't talk to me. So, Sarah is having a really good time because she took her sunglasses off in the most insane way by snapping them in half. Babe, how are you feeling at this moment now you've got no sunglasses?
Strong.
I feel very, very strong because I never knew that I had that strength that I could just tear them.
It was proper hulky. Like, it was bare weird. Like, she just grabbed it by the middle.
It was like He-Man.
Yeah, it was just a bit extra.
Ladies, how's things going since we last saw you? You've been doing a lot of fun stuff. This is festival season now. It must be all very exciting. New music. I know you guys have been in the studio because I bumped into you, Sarah, the other day.
Yes.
Having just come out after a 16-hour session. How's things going?
Things are going really well. We're at the moment just crafting our next music video with someone very special.
Ooh, who? Tell me who. No.
I can't say it. It's so exclusive and just like fabulous. No, I just don't know if I can, so I won't.
We can't tell you.
But we've just been literally planning all the last little kind of like visual stuff to go out of our next single, which is ready and coming ASAP.
Yes.
So yeah, we're very excited for that.
Will you come on the show when you release the new single?
No. No, I'm joking. Of course we will.
Reefer.
Of course we will.
Reefer, please.
Imagine, no, that's no. I
know. Your Versace glasses are really cool.
Thank you.
You guys looking very cool today. Who styles you? Do you style yourselves?
Yeah, just literally.
So on point,
this is 3 hours
girls.
Sleep. Quickly nip home for a shower
hours
and
sleep.
Style
They're
yourself.
So naughty.
We are so naughty.
What does Mighty Hoopla mean to you guys? Because this is obviously the biggest love, yeah. inclusiveness, yeah. greatness festival yeah. that we have.
It's what? So insane. I actually didn't expect it to be as big as it was. I don't know why. It's so nice.
Well, it's the first year, so yeah. it's like you never know what to expect.
And festivals are so ridiculously hard to like...
Yep.
to make work, like literally just logistically, like they are the hardest thing, and I've been to like quite a lot that you can tell that it's difficult. And this is just just unreal, like they've absolutely nailed it. Like Field Day was here yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And it feels like as well done and as that, and it's just like it's unbelievable. But then like loads of like beautiful
gay people,
and it's fantastic for the LGBTQ community right yeah. now, because also after all the horrible events of the last week and last night and the things that have been going down, it's really important for us to be loving London right now, and
totally.
I think this festival is the best way to do that,
totally.
Right?
Yeah, yesterday like obviously was just unbelievable, but like to come here, I don't know, I think it was so special to have this today and to come here and all just be like, just literally just keep throwing love at your fucking face, over it, like just keep going, let's fucking crack
on. It's also really important to us at the moment to really be like nurturing and pushing all the kind of like queer elements of what we've been doing. Like it's something that like it's not been neglected at all, but it's something that we've like, you know, been really excited to delve into and like push. And so like being like Glyn, who runs Sink the Pink, they've just been amazing to us, and it's like actually really like we back everything they do, they back us so much. It's like it just means a lot to watch like a kind of queer event like this grow to this level. It's really really really
like
empowering
pride like being here, just from knowing Glyn and Amy and stuff. I'm like, guys, this is insane, like look at all these amazing fucking lovely people all in one place just enjoying music, like it's great.
Absolutely crazy great. That they have made something so special. And as you know, being part of the LGBTQ community is it's even more exciting to be here, right?
Because
totally. I feel exactly the same way as FUBAR. We're so excited to be part of this festival, be interviewing the musicians. Most importantly, guys, what are you going to be dropping in your set later?
It's going to be very funky.
Yes.
That's like...
It's quite a bit of garage.
Oh,
bit
please.
Of garage. I'm really tempted to just like literally drop. I'm gonna think might just drop George Michael at the very end outside.
All of it, all of George Michael.
Yeah, and then before that, it's gonna be some tech house. It's gonna be just groovy,
just vibey.
House, garage, and George Michael. No.
Yes, please.
Life.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining us at Mighty Hoopla
Always
Festival.
Always a pleasure.
Love
Nimmo,
you.
We'll Bye. See. I love you so much.
Love you.
Love you so much.
More. I love you. I love you.
I actually love you.
I'm in love with you.
I am.
And we are engaged. But we will catch you when your single drops later in the year, right?
Amen.
Thank
Big
you
up, FUBAR Radio, Nimmo, Woo! Yes!
Truth be told, I still can't hear the love.
the feelings there with Nimmo. This is my most relaxing Thursday drive time voice. It's 5:46 and we're coming to the end of the show. Only joking, it's me, Harriet Rose. You're still locked into Foo Bar Radio. Big guest today. We've had Reggie Snow, who, by the way, is bloody lovely. And Miss Banks came in the studio and I fangirled so much. I'm a bit embarrassed because she's just amazing. I think she's incredible. I think she's going to be like huge, that girl. I think she's going to be massive. I'm looking forward to all the things coming from her. So next Wednesday, guys, I can't believe I haven't touched on this until now. The Brit Awards are happening in London. One of the biggest music awards shows in the world, really, happens in our hometown. Not my hometown, I'm actually from the Midlands. So Rita Ora is performing. She's just been announced. Ed Sheeran is going to be taking the stage. Rag and Bone Man, Georgia Smith, Stormzy, Dua Lipa, Sam Smith and the Foo Fighters. Now I feel like Ed Sheeran and Stormzy might do something together, just putting it out there. I feel like Georgia Smith and Stormzy might do something together. I feel like there's going to be some collabs, some unexpected collabs happening. It's going to be a really, really exciting ceremony, I think. There's loads of amazing people nominated and it's a really exciting year. Obviously, Georgia Smith won Brit's Critics' Choice, so she'll be there. Let's have a look at the nominees. Of course, we've just got so many back. Like Harry Styles. I wonder if Harry Styles is going to go. He's been nominated for Sign of the Times. Liam Payne. Oh, that's the one where it's like Zayn, Liam, and Harry are all nominated in the same category. That's Artist Video of the Year. British Great Breakthrough Act. We've got Dave, Dua Lipa, Jay Hustle, O'Connor. Basically, we're going to be doing a full rundown next week on the show. So keep locked because we'll talk about all the goss and everything that goes down. I might have a bit of a croaky voice. We'll see how we go. And on top of that, last year we talked about this a lot, but we're a big fan of Boardmasters Festival. It's happening between 8th and the 12th of August 2018, so it's a good weekend. It's going to be hot. It's actually my birthday on the 8th of August as well, so good time to have it, guys. Catfish and the Bottle Men are going to be headlining. The Chemical Brothers and George Ezra. Now he's made a little dropping new music as we speak. Also we've got Kano on the lineup. Years and Years, Rag and Bone Man, Annie Mac, Craig David, TS5, which if you haven't seen it is sick. There's loads of really... Ray's playing, our Bezzy mate. Ray Morris is playing as well. Kalo, who's been on the show, is going to be hitting the stage there. Basically, it's a really lovely festival because you're on a beach, chilling out. Hopefully the weather will be good. And you overlook the ocean while the artists are performing. I can't remember who... Was it Sigma? I think we were talking to Sigma about it, weren't we, last year? Do you remember that time we accidentally rang Sigma by accident and they picked up? Yeah, we had Formation on the show and I was like, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I was like, hi, Formation, welcome to the show. And he was like, no, it's Sigma. And I was like, oh, hi, babe. UK? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, all right, bye. So he did like a completely random interview with us. He just obviously loves an interview with Foo Bar. We just ran and we're like, do you want to come on? He was like, yeah, sure. So they performed at Boardmasters and they really loved it. And they said, you overlook the ocean and it's very beautiful. Also, I think it's kind of a nice weekend away. I mean, Cornwall's lovely anyway. So if you haven't been there, head down. You can do some surfing. Or if you're me and you're scared of jellyfish, keep away from the water. Sam Smith has apparently been... people were hinting that he was going to perform at Meghan and Harry's wedding, but he's not. I was joking ages ago when I said I'd love to, but I don't know. I don't think it would be for me, but I'd have a look and like look at the dress. But I'd go and have a look at the dress. Everyone's very gassed about this wedding. I haven't heard enough about it. I need to know more information of what's going to happen. I'm looking forward to all the pictures. I don't think I'm getting invited, but I am going to keep all of my options open. Now before we I'm going to play a little song and then we're going to have a little goodbye, so don't worry, we have got a couple of minutes left. I'm going to finish off the show with Maskin's brand new single. We're really excited about that. We'll talk to you a little bit about that in a minute, but let's play this man's done a bit of a 360. Mr. James Bay's cut all his hair off. He's cut all his hair off and he's come out with a bit of a funky tune. This is Wild Love.
Don't know what to say to you now, standing right in front of you. Don't know how to fade in and out. Don't know how to play it cool. Lose a little guard, let it down.
We don't have to think it through. We've got to let go. I wanna get it wilder, kinda now slows down. I wanna take you higher, little heart's really the only sound. I wanna go where the lights burn low and you're only mine. I wanna give you wilder. Try to call you. Leave the atmosphere, disappear. There's always something left to lose. But I wanna give you wild love. I kinda now slows down. I wanna take you higher. Your heart's be the only sound. I wanna go where the lights burn.
Space doing a new kind of thing. Wild love there. Now, before we leave for today, I've got a couple of minutes left. We're going to play Wake Up Freya, which is Marskin's new single. You can see the video, teaser at least, that has just come out today. I saw on my Instagram. Also, they're going to be in London on the 2nd of March doing a gig. So come, because I'm going to be there. And so is producer Nat. Now, we're really excited because this is an announcement we haven't made yet on FUBAR Radio. You might have seen whisperings of it, but we are doing something really, really, really special. So FUBAR presenter Rachel Downey, who you guys all know from her show, the sports show that she does with Pitch Talk, which she does with Olivia, is absolutely incredible. And she will be hosting the 24-hour radio show starting from 5 p.m. on Friday the 9th of March. It's going to be a fundraising event and all the proceeds are going to the UN Women in the UK to change the reality for women and girls globally. Of course, it's going to be International Women's Day. This is specifically for He For She Arts Week. And it's going to be 24 hours she's going to be talking on the show. 24 hours. And we're all going to be, a lot of us are going to be popping in and helping her out. So I'm going to be doing, I'm not going to make any announcements of when we're going to be on the show, but we've got a full range of incredible, incredible guests coming through. Presenters are going to be going and doing the show with her. But actually, Rachel is actually doing the entire 24 hours all on her own. Like just all the way through, she's the only one that's doing 24 hours. So big up to her for having the eyes to be able to stay open for that time, because I definitely would fall asleep. But it's really exciting. We're so looking forward to it. UN is such an amazing charitable organisation. And UN Women NC UK is specifically is who we're going to be working with to raise awareness and money for He For She Arts Week. And also, it's just really lovely to be doing something that we feel like is going to make an actual difference for Women's Day, because obviously, especially on this show and on Rachel's show Pitch Talk with Olivia, they you know, we're all women, we celebrate women, we have a lot of female guests come through, and a lot of the male guests, we talk about feminism, we talk about how important it is to kind of basically discuss it and make sure it's something that people are talking about in their lives, and it's not just something that, you know, we forget about, and something we need to raise awareness for. So this is going to be big. I believe I'm coming in and helping Rachel on two shows. I'm hoping to do one on the Friday and one on the Saturday, because obviously it's 24 hours. She's going for the whole time. It'll be interesting to see how she's coping Saturday afternoon. I wanted to have matchsticks in her eyes. But big up to Rachel. Massive thing that we're doing there with the UN Women NC UK. So thank you so much to them as well for getting involved with us. We're really excited. But thank you all for tuning in today, FUBAR Radio. I've been Harriet Rose, and we're back next week with loads of exciting guests and probably more info on this very exciting event. 24 hours hosting radio show, guys. You've got to stay locked in. Plus, we're going to be live on a Saturday, which is very exciting because we're not always live on a Saturday. Now, you know my best friends, the Masterkins. This is their brand new track, Wake Up Freya. We love you, boys. Can't wait to see you in London on March 2nd.
Wake up, Freya. Wake up, Freya. Where do I begin? You'll be confused and cry, and I can't blame you. I know it's hard to make sense of life. You'll be living for dreams until they're fulfilled. It's someone else's structure that we're just here to build. So what would I tell you if I knew it all? To wake up, Freya, you're new to this world. It's calm round here, a family of pearls around you. I've looked around me, now open your eyes. You'll see things aren't perfect and find that your time will fly. Taught to measure success by digits and other menial things. Not what you learn or the people you meet or the joy they bring. So what would I tell you if I knew it all? To wake up, Freya, you're new to this world. It's calm round here, a family of pearls around you. So wake up, Freya, a new little girl. We'll move everyone to tears. You'll find it's a whirlwind when you're here. And I'd do this again if I could be shaped by the things that you love. Don't worry about things you couldn't care less for. Just try your best to rise.